This is track 3, Changing Settings. The following are the basic settings of the mini-guide. 1. 4-metre range. 2. 2-metre range. 3. 1-metre range. 4. 0.5-metre range. 5. 8-metre range. When learning how to use the mini-guide, it is often less confusing to practice with a setting that has a shorter range, for example, the 1-metre or 0.5-metre ranges. These shorter ranges mean that the aid will not be vibrating most of the time, except when there's an object closer to the user. Settings are changed by holding the button down continuously for 2 seconds or longer. Releasing the button after a certain number of pulses selects the setting. Once a new setting is selected, the mini-guide will use that setting whenever it's switched on. That is, the aid remembers the selected setting. To select a setting, first make sure the aid is off. Now switch the aid on, but do not release the switch. You should feel the short on pulse. About 2 seconds after the on pulse, the aid will start pulsing every second. To select a setting, you count the number of pulses after the on pulse. For example, to select setting 4, count 4 pulses after the on pulse, then release the button. Here's a description of how to select setting 4, the 0.5-metre range. 1. Make sure the aid is off. 2. Press and keep pressing the switch. The aid will give a quick on pulse. 3. Count the pulses that start occurring several seconds after the on pulse. 4. Release the switch immediately after counting 4 pulses. 5. The aid should now be on and in the 0.5-metre range. Use your hand in front of the aid to confirm that the correct range is selected. The vibration should stop when your hand is further than 0.5 metre from the aid. If you misjudge the number of pulses, then just release the switch and go through the above steps again. So far, we've discussed the use of one mini-guide range at a time. If the mini-guide is set to the 1 metre range and the user wants to know if there's a landmark 3 metres ahead, the unit must be turned off, turned on, and its button must be held down for 2 seconds until the first pulse, indicating the 4 metre range, is selected. Think of this situation as involving one preset range. Only one range is available to the user while the mini-guide is on. Swapping between ranges can be cumbersome and inconvenient. Therefore, the mini-guide offers options to select 2 or 3 range presets and to swap between ranges with one press of a button. Presets are described in more detail in the Settings section later on.